The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
Somebody here said to be blessed again, shout a big hallelujah. Give Jesus a big clap, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Please be seated. I would have wanted to go ahead with the worship, but for some reasons, I want to go into the message. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I welcome you to the last Sunday in the month of January 2025. Did you listen to those testimonies? It was as if the devil was determined to exterminate the life of that daughter of God, pursuing her from one place to another, and then he failed. Over your life, the devil will fail. Over your family, the devil will fail. He will fail over and over again. In the name of Jesus. Family life with a difference, part 2. Family life with a difference, part 2. We also had that great testimony from mommy of favor. Somebody just walking up to her to favor her. And that will be your testimony. Maybe that's one of the reasons why we are starting daily prayers from tomorrow. Because I know daily favor will follow somebody. If you are the person, shout a big amen. Amen. Family life with a difference, part 2. No one wants a failed family. Everybody wants to succeed in family. And that is God's desire also. Everyone wants to have an heaven on earth kind of family. Where there is blessing. Where there is testimony. Where there is miracles. Where there is signs and wonders. Quickly, some facts about family with a difference. Some facts about family with a difference. Number one, you can still have a family with a difference. Despite everything going on everywhere, you can still have a family with a difference. There are so many issues in families, but you can still have a family with a difference. Number two facts about family with a difference is that a family with a difference is not a product of chance. A family with a difference is not a product of chance. A family with a difference is not a product of chance. All this I'm saying, I didn't mention that in the first service. Number three, fact about a family with a difference is that a family or marriage with a difference is not a spiritual gift, neither is it inherited. Having a family with a difference is not a spiritual gift. Neither is it inherited from parents. Because your parents had a great family does not mean you will have a great family. It's not inherited. Number four, fact about family with a difference is that it is not an accidental occurrence or a wish. You don't just wish, and I wish that my marriage will be very good. And I wish that, and I just know it's not a product of a wish. There is what to do. In the first service, I told her there are three kinds of marriages. One is bad marriage. That's the marriage where there is fighting, combat, marriage tending towards divorce, where there is abuse, where there is beating, where there is threats. I will deal with you. I will show you. I will do this. Threats everywhere. That's a bad marriage. Number two is average marriage. This one is 50-50. It's neither good, it's neither bad. It's good today, it's bad tomorrow. You are happy today, you are sad tomorrow. 50-50. Number three is marriage with a difference. The third one is what we call marriage with a difference. And that would be your kind of marriage in Jesus' name. This is a marriage with peace, a family with peace, compassion, sacrifice, and forgiveness. Peace, love, compassion, trust, everything good is in this kind of marriage. However, there are some essentials that brings us into family with a difference. The first service, I gave us three of them. Some of us were in the first service, right? The first one was what? Godly foundation. Godly foundation. Because of time, I cannot go deeply into this. Please go back and watch it. Your family must have a godly foundation. The second is what we call learning, continuous learning. If you are going to do well, your family must continue to learn. You must continue to learn more about family. I want to appreciate many of us that if you are even going to miss any service, you never miss family service, because this is an avenue for you to learn. There are some of you, some of the things you have learned, there are over 100 and something books. Some of the things you have learned in family services from this church is over 100 and something books of vital information that will help your family. And you will not lose that family in Jesus' name. Number three, which I dwelt on, which was my major anchor in the first service, was what? Prayer. Every family that will do well must be prayerful. Prayer triggers a family with a difference. God wants us to pray. Satan doesn't want us to pray. I wanted to tell you something in my place, but I don't know if you are ready for it. So, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You know, prayer, this one is only people that are very, very wise can understand it. Prayer removes the hand of the enemy from the plate in your life. It removes the hand of the enemy from the bowl of your life. You get what I'm saying now? Because as you are enjoying your life, as you are enjoying your family, as you are enjoying yourself, you just got married, you just do this, devil wants to put his hand into the enjoyment of your life and your destiny. It is prayer that removes his hand. My friend, move your hand. That's what prayer does. Prayer removes his hand from your life. I spoke very extensively about this. Benefits of prayer. I gave us 6 benefits of prayer. Family altar. I said one of the major areas of prayer in the family is what we call family altar. You remember that? It guarantees divine presence. It guarantees rest. It engenders unity and harmony. It meets the needs of your family. Whenever you pray, the needs of your family are met. Number 5, things are accomplished faster. Man, I spoke so much about this. No time to go into it in details in this second service. Please go and watch it over again on the internet, over and over and over and over again. Because once you can pray, devil has no power over your family. Once you can pray, that's why you must not stop praying. You must never cease to pray concerning your family. Somebody's here today. The grace to always pray be released to you in the name of Jesus. The grace to always pray be released to every one of us in the name of Jesus. I curse the root of prayerlessness in your family. I destroy the root of prayerlessness in your family. Please, today, every family, go and create a prayer altar. Create a prayer altar where you pray together. Create a prayer. When we say prayer altar, it's not a room where nobody can enter. It's a place where you meet with God, with your family. From tomorrow now, we'll be doing prayers in the morning by 6 a.m. You can gather your family. You can also join. You can also, even before that time, you can come together with your family and pray. By all means, you must pray. I sense a very, very intense need for us to pray more. And as we pray, God will answer us. Number 4. Essential for family with a difference. Are you ready for this? It's wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom is vital if you enjoy family with a difference. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Proverbs 4 verse 7. The Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all that getting, get understanding. When we say something is principal, it means the thing is very, very important. The Bible did not say wisdom is one of the principal things. He did not say it's among the principal things. He says wisdom is the principal thing. You know, foolishness is what has destroyed many homes and families. Many families are going through a lot, not because of the devil, but because of lack of wisdom. Proverbs 11:29. Proverbs 11:29. He that troubleth his house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant of the wise of heart. So many family problem is not because of devil per se, is lack of wisdom. Wisdom is very important, and this wisdom is principally accessible via the word of God. The principal tool for the word of, for wisdom is the word of God. If you want more wisdom, you must dwell more on the word. A family that is too civilized to comply with God's word will be ridden with crisis and confusion. A family that is too, that feels too big to follow God's word can never know peace. God's word. And what do you do with God's word to have a family with a difference? That is 4A. What do you do with God's word to have a family with a difference? A, know the word. What do I do with the word? Know the word. Somebody say, know the word. John chapter 8 verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Know the word. You must not only be a hearer of the word, you must be a doer of the word. You must know the word. You cannot know God's word when you do not hear it regularly. So know the word. Spend time with the word. Many of us don't have time for the scripture. Many Christians don't have time. There is no time. See, if you don't budget time to read the Bible, you will never read the Bible. If you don't schedule time to read the Bible, you will never read the Bible. You must schedule the time that this is the time to study the Bible, or else you can never read the Bible. So you must have a schedule. I wake up at so-so time. I study the word. I pray. I do this. I do that. In the afternoon, I read the word. Or in the night. You must schedule the time. You have to schedule the time. Somebody say, I will schedule the time. B, what to do with the word to have a family with a difference? Obey the word. Obey the word. The word of God is principally a product of four major things. I call it DCRI. And that is in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. The word of God is basically a product of doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction. Those are the major things that the Bible gives you. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and instruction. Those are the four things you get from the word of God. And these are four things you need for marriage. The doctrine about marriage, corrections in marriage, reproof in marriage, and instruction on marriage. So when you don't study the word of God or hang around the word of God, you have issues. It's the word of God that will hit you like this. Oh God, you are wrong. But don't shame me. Go and apologize to your wife. You are wrong. She shouldn't have spoken to her like that. She's your wife. It's the word of God that will tell you that. It's the word of God that will tell you, madam, what you did last night is not right. It's not right. You don't do this. Is the word of God that helps you, gives you doctrine, correction, instruction, reproofs. Somebody say a big amen. So the word of God puts a check on you so that you can continue to do the right thing in marriage. In James chapter 1 verse 22 and of course verse 25, James 1 verse say, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Verse 25. Say, but whosoever. Verse 25. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer. This is where most believers miss it. Doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. You must be a doer. What you are listening to, if you don't do it, you can't get the blessing. What you are being taught, if you turn your backs against it, you can't get the blessing. Obedience to God's word makes you wise. Obedience is what guarantees glory, beauty, and splendor. Somebody is here today, you will enjoy the blessings of obedience. Do you know the greatest undoing of families is lack of wisdom and disobedience? The greatest undoing of... The reason why devil can step into many families is because of the matter of disobedience and lack of wisdom. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. If thou shall hearken, and shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and to observe to do all his commandments which I say unto thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. Every family can be on high once you can set yourself on the realm of obedience. Every day when you wake up, ask God, what am I to obey? What am I to obey today? What are you telling me to do today? Somebody here today, as you obey God in your family, you will see God visibly. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Did you get that point on wisdom? I said, did you get that point on wisdom? All right. So wisdom is a product of the word. And you don't benefit from the word if you don't obey the word. Wisdom is a product of the word. You only benefit from the word when you obey the word. Number five. Essentials for family with a difference. Responsibility. Somebody shout responsibility. Responsibility is the price of greatness. A family cannot do well if responsibility is not accepted. Every member of a family must play their individual role for the family to be a family with a difference. No family can be great if everybody in the family does not accept responsibility. For example, a family must accept responsibility to serve God. It's your responsibility, you must accept it. Joshua 24 verse 15. It's your responsibility, you must accept it. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers, the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites on whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Somebody say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So, quickly this morning, what are, I'll be giving us responsibilities of father, responsibility of mother, and responsibility of children. That's why I said I wanted the teenagers and those others to also be, teenagers also to be here today. What is the responsibility of a father? 5A, responsibility of a father. Love your wife and your children. Number one responsibility of a father is to love the wife. Ephesians 5 verse 25. Ephesians 5 verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Every man must love his wife and love the children. Listen to me. If you are a pastor, be a pastor in church, but be a husband at home. Be a pastor in church, but be a father at home. If you are a soldier, be a soldier in the barrack, but be a husband in the house. Are you getting what I'm saying? Not that you are combating people in the market, or you are a lawyer. You are a lawyer in the court. You are a lawyer in your chamber. You now bring your something home again to come and contend with your wife. No, be a father in the house. Be a daddy in the house. That's how to do it. Love your wife passionately. Love your children passionately. Be a romantic man. Be a what? Be a romantic man. When you get to go and read 1 Corinthians 7 verse 1 to 5. You get to, there's no time. Be a romantic man. Because some men, they are so hard. So hard. Be a romantic man. Be responsibility of a father. You must accept, you must lead and provide for the family. You must accept the responsibility of leading and providing for the family. 1 Timothy 5 verse 8. If any provide not for his family, If any provide not for his own, and specifically for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. A father must lead the family. You must be the leader. You must be the provider, the Jireh of the family. You are the one providing. God is supplying it to you. You are releasing it. That's how it is. I'm not saying that your wife will not support you. When I get to the responsibility of the women, you will see that. I'm not saying your wife will not assist you. I'm not saying that you will be. But I'm saying that you must provide direction. No wonder when there was problem in the Garden of Eden, then God went to call Adam, not call Eve. That's how they know that Adam will go to farm, will go to work. He did not call Eve. He called Adam. How come you did not put things in place? You are the one that must put things in place. You must provide direction and provide provision. You must deny yourself certain pleasure for your family. If you are going to have a family with a difference, you must there are some things you deny yourself for your family. There are some things you can afford to buy to enjoy. You can't buy because you want to make your wife and children happy and comfortable. There are some things that you can easily do. I can't imagine a man now traveling abroad to go and have holiday in Dubai or in Ghana or in UK or anywhere when you have not paid your children's school fees. What is pursuing you? What are you looking for? Who knows you? What are you going there to do? These are primary responsibilities. You deny yourself comfort to make sure that you are a good father. The Lord will bless all our men in Jesus' name. See, responsibility of a father. You must protect and guide the family. You make sure that your family is well protected and guided. Protect your family. Guide your family. Alright, let's go to responsibility of a wife. Of the wife. A. Responsibility of the wife. Are you ready for this? Women, are you ready for this? Yes, I will give it to you. You must submit to your husband. Ephesians 5 verse 22. Ephesians 5 verse 22. Husbands. Wives. Submit yourself unto your own husband. As unto the Lord. See, immediately you marry your husband, you submit everything. You can't be a wife that you are hiding your bank balance. Okay, if you can hand over your entire body to a man, what is bank balance? I'm teaching Bible here. I am teaching Bible here. Let me now tell you at the other side of it. You showed your husband your bank balance does not mean that your husband will now go and clear off all your money. A wise man will never, because he knows that you have money, will now go and clear off all your money. And if he borrows it, he must return it. Praise the Lord. One thing that you guys don't know is that husband and wife are one. You are one. Okay, you are one in everything except for money matter, B. Praise the Lord. You must submit to. Don't make yourself. Don't have the attitude of touch not my money and do my money no harm. Eh? You must submit everything. Is very important. A wise man now will be, he will even add to what you have. He will say you are a wise person. That's how it works. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 6. When you get home, you can read it because of time. Okay, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Verse 6. even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. So what we are trying to say is that Sarah submitted to Abraham. You must submit to your own husband. Very important. Very important. Responsibility of, you know, before I leave this point, many of us, many women think that because you have submitted your body, you have, it means you have submitted. No. There are many other things that has to be submitted so that the man's heart will be comfortable and he will know that indeed you are his and is yours. Okay? Responsibility of the wife. B, you must learn to be a good manager of resources. There will be resources in the home. A woman must manage the resources very well. A woman must not be a waster. A woman must not be extravagant to a fault. A woman must not place demand on her husband that the husband will not want to come home. You know, there are some men, they don't like going home. The reason is because there is so much pressure. Immediately they enter, before he even remove his shoe, he's already demand. Hey, this one, that one, this one. Have you? This will bring pressure. And that's why some men, they will say, who says you should go and stay? Say, it's my wife. There was one chap that used to work with me some years ago. Got him a house, got him a car, tried to make him comfortable and all that. And one day, he stole money and somebody called me. That, this guy, I know you treated this guy very well. Why did you steal? So I called him. He denied. He said he did not steal. I said, okay, no problem. So stay at home for 1 week. Let's investigate if it's true or not. Eventually, when he came back years later to beg me, say, sorry, he says it's my wife. So maybe the wife was already, I don't know the true story, but she did not follow him when he came to apologize. But what I'm trying to say is that don't place too much pressure on your husband. Don't do that. Manage risk. Anything your husband gives you, manage it. Add something to it. That's his level. There is no man that doesn't like giving his wife something. Any money your husband gives you, that's why I always tell women, don't be a sit-at-home woman. Don't be a sit-at-home woman. I was with one of our beloved people this week to bless their business operation. I was very excited. My heart was full of joy. My heart blessed the woman. For a daily contribution and work is not a small work. Far distance. I sit down, you'll be watching television, doing what? You have a pressing phone. The woman should add value to the man. Want the man to die. Add something to him. Look at the way the economy is now. If somebody's husband now drops on and says it's not enough, you can't be, you can't just see how it is. You must support. That's why you are there. Most women, when they say, what do you bring to the table? You think it's only, let me say something. You know, well, people are watching us all over the world. It's not only those ones that you bring to the table. You must bring in something that will move the family forward. Be a manager of resources. Don't be a damager. C, responsibility of a woman. I'm only giving you three per person. No. I gave you three for the men, three for the women. The third one for the woman, take care of your husband and children. Prepare good food. If you are a woman, you cannot pick good food. I pray that they will not collect your husband in Jesus' name. Husband, if your wife cannot cook very well, employ somebody to come and train her how to cook. Or buy data for her. Let her go to the internet and let her learn some things. There are some soup I like to eat recently now. My wife had to go to the internet to go and check it. I said, that's what I want. That's what I didn't used to eat it before. I say I like it now. Wisdom has checked. I have to be eating this. Yeah, I will go and check. So I just one day I just came from church and I made that soup. How did I say? I went to check it. Ah, so it doesn't concern me. Me is to eat. Hallelujah. Go and learn. Oh. Don't let them collect your husband. Go and learn how to cook good soup. Go and learn some things. I don't want to tell you some stories. You know, I've been a pastor for some time now. This is one of the issues. Food, money matter, and bedroom matter. Those are principal issues in families. You defraud your husband, you did not do the needful, or your wife, you are always doing like you are the holiest pastor in the whole world. Even Baba Adeboye, with all his holiness, he still has 4 children. So don't tell me that you are so holy that do the needful. Make your wife happy. Make your husband happy. I don't want to say much about that. So take care of your children. Take care of your husband. Take care of your children. Take care of your husband. Take care of your children. Take care of your husband. Be sure that they are okay. You know? And I want to add this. Just, it's not part of responsibility, but I want to add, women, please be spiritual. If you are spiritual, you can pick signals. When your husband wants to go astray or when something is about to go, you can pick signals. If you don't pick signals, be spiritually minded. You can pick signals. I don't have time. I would have told you some stories. Pick signals. Pick signals. When something is about to go wrong, you must pick signals. Maybe another time, talk more about that. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Responsibility of children. Obey your parents. Colossians 3 verse 20. My screen. Screen. Colossians 3 and verse 20. Can we have that quickly? Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Obey your parents. If you really want the blessing of God, every child should obey his parents. B. Honor your parents. Honor them. Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 3. Honor your parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Number 2, verse 2. Verse 2, Ephesians 6, 2. Honor thy father and thy mother. This is one thing getting missing gradually in our generation. When some people are talking about their parents, you cannot even imagine it. And when I say parents, both spiritual parents and biological parents, if you want to live long and if you want to enjoy the blessing of God, honor these people. They carry something very vital for your destiny. And let me tell you, once they are alive is when you honor them. Anything you are doing after, you are just gone. It is when they are alive that you honor them. It's not when they are gone. Once they are alive, you try your best. You try your best. Recently, somebody was telling me a story of a particular man. He's a big man now. When his mother was alive, the father would pack her load outside. Kick her outside, throw her outside. She will pack. She will stay outside with her goods, with her things outside. She will sleep. In the morning, she will enter the house and say, "Good morning, sir." She will enter back the house. I saw the children with her mommy. No. And she will leave so that somebody will come and destroy you people's life, Abby. So she stayed there. Eventually, the man passed. And later on, the woman passed. The man was now telling people that his regret in life was that he did not pay his mother back for the effort of he did on her life, on his life. That he just started getting to realize that he needs to take care of this. Before he knew it, the woman was gone. Because she sacrificed her life for those children. Honor them. I'm privileged to have learned some of these things very early in life. And it has worked for me. It's still working for me. Till forever. Number C, responsibility of children. Make them proud. Make your parents proud. Make them proud. Don't go and be collecting, smoking something that will not make them proud. Don't go and be collecting pregnancy that will not make them proud. That they will now be carrying from one hospital to another and say, let us do abortion for this person. Make them proud. Hebrews 13 verse 4. Hebrews 13 and verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, for the warmonger and adulterers God will judge. Honor them by making your intended marriage honorable. If you have made mistakes before, stop the mistake. Let them be happy concerning you as a child. When they hear about you, let it be good news. Don't let them bring news that, I saw your daughter in one club doing rubbish. I even passed, I saw your daughter in pants and in bra that was beside the road and was pressing phone like she's do that. Don't do that. Make them proud with your result in your school. Make them proud in your office when your parents have contact with your boss. Let your boss be able to say, your son is the best staff in this place. First to come, last to go. Extra mile for this organization. Make them proud with your results. Make them proud in whatever it is you are doing. In your business, in your career, make them proud. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I'm still speaking of essentials for family with a difference. And so far, I've given us 5. Let me give us just 2 more, then we'll begin to pray. Number 6, are you ready for this? Number 6 is diligence. Diligence. Your family cannot make a difference if you are idle. Don't be idle. Proverbs 10 verse 4. Proverbs 10 and verse 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with his slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Don't be idle. Idleness breeds poverty. And poverty is a terrible thing for the family. Idleness leads to begging. And begging is not glorious. Idleness leads to begging. When you are idle, you beg. Don't be idle. Don't be idle. Do something. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 10. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 10. The Bible tells us that if you don't work, don't eat. 2 Timothy 3, 10. For even when we were with you, is it 3:12 or so? Okay, yeah, the B part. That if any would not walk, neither should he eat. For when we were with you, this we commanded you. That if any would not walk, neither let him eat. So once you are not walking, you are permitted not to eat. Do something. Buy and sell something. Trade in something. Don't be idle. Don't be idle. Don't have 3 months, 4 months, 5 months doing nothing. Let me shock you. Before you know it, you would have said first quarter of this year gone. So what happens to an idle person? And don't only say I'm doing something. Pour yourself into what you are doing. Don't only say I'm working. Pour yourself into what you are doing. 1 a.m. I was still working last night. And I was already here. This morning, very early. Pour your anything you are doing, pour yourself into it. Soak yourself into your task so that God can bless your work. God is a worker. Jesus is also a worker. John 15, verse 17. John 5, verse 17. John chapter 5. Verse 17, Jesus answered, my father worketh hitherto, and I walk. John 9, 4. John chapter 9 and verse 4. God is a worker. I must walk the work of him that sent me while it is day. For night cometh when no man can walk. There is a time when you cannot walk as much as you are doing now. Walk now. Pour yourself into your assignment now. so that you can have a glorious family. Somebody blessed already, shout a big hallelujah. If I don't give you this last one, I've already tried. So should I stop here or I should give you the last one? Okay, liberality. A family that will make a difference must be a liberal family. Acts 20:35, the B part. Acts 20 verse 35. I've showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord. How he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. If your family will be a blessed family, a family with a difference, you must be liberal. Be liberal to your wife. Be liberal to your children. Be liberal to the poor around you. In the pain of your tithe, in the pain of your offerings. Proverbs 11:24 and 25. Proverbs 11:24 and 25. There is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth more than his needs, yet he tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. Be liberal. You know why many children are not blessed? If you are going to be blessed, your liberality must be very obvious. If the seed you sow, it is the seed you sow that multiplies. It's not word of mouth or just wishing. It is the seed you sow that multiplies. If you have sown nothing, you are entitled to nothing. Nothing planted, nothing harvested. You have a big vast of land and you did not put anything on ground. You are not going there, going to the harvest. No, it doesn't work that way. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 10. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both ministereth bread to your food. And multiply your seed. Can you see that? Multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. In Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 27. Proverbs 28 and verse 27. The Bible also teaching us in that direction that we must always be liberal. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have mercy cause. Don't hide your eyes to things that you can give. When you have abundance of something, give somebody out of it. Be a blessing to the person next to you. You can't be stingy and expect to be richer than the liberal. No. You cannot be a stingy person. You now expect that God will now make you richer than somebody who is giving. God will not do that. In this kingdom, it doesn't happen that way. Everyone that is liberal will be blessed. Anyone that is stingy, God cannot help them. So please be liberal. Be liberal. Do all you can within what God has given to you to be liberal. To give from time to time. So thereby opening your own heavens. This is the way it works. There's nothing anybody can do about it. As long as the earth remaineth, seed time. Genesis 8 verse 22. As long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time, cold and heat, day and night shall not cease. You can't stop it. If you sow, you must reap. If you plant, you must harvest. If you give money, you get money. If you give good words, you will get good words back. Anything you are sowing is what you will be getting. Somebody say, I don't know why I'm not getting money. Because you don't give money. I don't know why it's only clothes that people give me. Because you also give clothes. It is what you are giving that you will be receiving. That's the way life is. You cannot sow one thing and reap another. So that thing you want to reap is what you'll be given. And then you keep getting. My prayer for you today is that amongst the families that will do very well, your family will be number one. Among the families that will excel, your family will be number one. Among the family that will excel, your family will be number one. Before I do the final prophetic prayers, please don't behave as if you have another person that can help you. I know many families. I want to give one example, but I will not mention the name of the family because they are not even members of this church and they are not even in this state. This family used to be very, very wealthy. Doing very well. With houses, blessings of all kinds. But the focus on God was not there. And at the point in time, the devil stepped in. Husband became very ill. And there was a problem between the husband and the wife. And he threw the things of the wife outside on the street, the house they built together, and used cutlass to pursue her. It's a true life story. Use cutlass to pursue her, that he will cut off the head of the last born as a sacrifice. If she doesn't leave this place today, I must sell this house. So he threw it on the street. People were picking. Some people were picking things. See things they were picking on the street. Madame sticks on the street. Ladies and gentlemen, she left that house. The man sold the house for peanuts. Sold the house for chicken change. And used it to treat himself. Married another wife. Anyway, he eventually died. What am I saying? Don't get God off your family. Because you are doing so well now doesn't mean you don't need God. That's the more reason why you need God. Devil is targeting you. I'm telling you. Devil is targeting you. So you have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't fool around. Don't allow the devil to step in. The Bible says, resist the devil, he will flee. You will not tell the story of when you used to have a good marriage. You will not tell the story of when you used to have a peaceful life. You will never tell the story of when you used to serve God together. You will never tell the story that we used to be a very good family. I pray for you today. Your family is blessed. I say your family is blessed. As God liveth, one single evil will not enter your house this year. Shame will not enter your house this year. Evil will not enter your house this year. Everyone in your family is covered by the blood of Jesus. So shall it be.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you are blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.